Memorial Day baseball, always kind of a special day in a baseball season. We've got the first couple of months down. You kind of figure out who you are, and all of a sudden now in June, you got to sort of say, okay, we're for real or not for real, and that's what happens in June baseball. Paul White joins us, one of the best baseball analysts in the country. Paul has been on the show for so many years, and we always talk about these marker days in baseball, and Paul, we've got Memorial Day, so here we are again.
And I'm very confused. Right now, you know, I mean, all you have to do is be above 500 in the National League. You know, win 82, go to the playoffs. I don't think it's going to stay that way, but it's going to be mayhem, I think. And, you know, I don't think we've sorted out much of anything, and that's pretty unusual this time of year.
Yeah, I agree. That's why I say June may be one of those months that things really get a little tighter. To see who sticks around and who doesn't. We'll see. Because, look, there's some teams, you know, you got to wonder about the Padres. You got to wonder about the Cardinals. Maybe a little bit about the Phillies. Let's start with those three.
Yeah, absolutely. Yet, the Cubs right now are the worst record in the National League, believe it or not. They're 4.5 games out of a playoff spot. So, you know, as disappointing as the sub-500 records of those teams you're talking about is, they're all so much in it just because it is so tight. I like all three of those teams. I think there's playoff caliber talent on every one of those. The Cardinals have been kind of a mess. They got to sort some things out. I think they totally botched the Wilson Contreras situation there for a while, which didn't help any. It's kind of hard to make the new guy the scapegoat because your pitching staff hasn't been any good. But I think they'll eventually be okay. They have a little bit of an advantage in that that's the most winnable division. Milwaukee's only 3 games over 500 to lead the Central. So I think the Cardinals will be very much in it by the end of it. The Phillies, again, another one of those teams, we all thought their pitching was going to carry them because they've done so much to improve that over the last couple of years. But really it's going to come down to, can they provide enough offense? They took some real hits. Rhys Hoskins went down. You know, Bryce Harper hasn't been 100%. He missed a chunk to start the year, and it's going to be a while before they can put him in the field at least part-time, maybe at first base. So they've had to sort a few things out. But again, that's fixable kind of stuff. We may not see Hoskins till deep into the second half, but I think Harper will come around. So offensively, they should be okay. The Padres are the mystery team. For all they've done, you look and you say, something doesn't seem right. And that's been the case for the last couple of years. Yet there's so much talent there. In a season like this, you think that the teams with the most depth of talent are going to eventually find their way at least into the playoffs.
Well, that's what usually happens. But interesting, of those three, Rob Thompson, Ollie Marmol, Bob Melvin, do you think any of those managers are in trouble?
I don't think Melvin is, because this was the guy who was going to come in and stabilize things there. I mean, certainly somebody's going to have to pay if that team can't get it straightened out, but I think that would be more of an end of the season kind of assessment. I think they'll get the year. Thompson is kind of interesting, you know. I mean, he's sort of that career guy, was in the Yankees organization forever. Everybody was kind of like, hey, you know, great that Robbie finally gets a chance to be a manager. Kind of was in the same boat as Schneider in Toronto last year and did a good job. Maybe a little bit. I think Philly's a place where there's more of that kind of pressure. And Marmol, I guess the real key there is what really happened with the Contreras situation. Who decided what there? Is that on the GM? Is that on the manager? It seems like John Moselak has Marmol's back pretty much in St. Louis. And again, they're not the kind of team that does drastic stuff. So I guess if there was anybody, maybe Thompson, but I don't think anything's imminent anywhere.
Yeah, interesting. We had John Rooney on Saturday, play-by-play voice of the Cardinals, and I brought that up to him. He insisted Marmol is in no trouble whatsoever, that he has weathered whatever happened earlier with Contreras or O'Neill and all that kind of stuff. So that was his opinion on it. But, you know, we're conditioned to the Nationals, you know, what, 19-31, the Phillies last year, not a very good record, and then winning a pennant, the Nationals winning a World Series, my goodness. So are we too conditioned to that, to say, all right, Padres, Cardinals, Phillies, don't worry, it's all going to work out, because we think that way now?
I wouldn't say don't worry, but I would say, yeah, they're all in it. But part of that is because of the balance. I mean, you know, you only got one team playing 600 ball in the National League right now. The Dodgers are one game away from that. But after that, who's really good? You know, I mean, we talk about Milwaukee. They're only three games over to lead that division. Arizona's the number one wild card. You know, they're intriguing to me because they have two pitchers in Gallen and Kelly who are probably in the top five, maybe the top three in the National League Cy Young race right now. The rest of their pitching is suspect, but they've got young guys. They've got a ton of young talent, especially on the offensive side. So if you say, is there a team that might get better just as the course of the season goes on, it might be them. But you know, the other teams are there to be caught. You know, Miami's a total surprise at two games over. The Giants, I wouldn't call them a drastic surprise, but, you know, they have to be pleased given where they are with everything that's gone on. And you know, anybody can jump into this with a five-game winning streak. So from that standpoint, yeah. Now, if I'm the Cardinals or the Padres, one of those teams, I'm not sitting there going to say, oh, yeah, we're fine. No, you've got to address your issues. You got to figure out where you are and do you need to do something about it, which could make the trade deadline just amazingly interesting when we get there.
Boy, you know, you brought something up, and that is so true. You know, and I've said this over the years. I got to remember it for this year, too. You know, win 6 out of 7, and all of a sudden you're back in it. And that's the way it is this time of year. You can't get too crazy because everything is very close. Everything is very close. We always have to remember that. The Pirates are here to take on the Giants. And Rich Hill, he's almost as old as I am. You know, he's 43. He's been on, I stopped counting, but I think it's 11 teams he's been on. He goes today against DeSclafani. What do you think about the Pirates, Rich Hill specifically, if you could talk about him?
Well, Rich is the kind of guy, I mean, he's a soft toss guy at this point in his career. It's all finesse. And if you look at his outings, you either get the really, really good Rich Hill who's hitting every corner, changing speeds all the way, or you get the one that's out of there in the third inning. There's usually no in-between. And even he admits it. It's like he has a great attitude. It's like, I'm a scholarship now. I should have been done a long time ago. This is great. Somebody wants to pay me, and I can be reasonably effective. But he's also sort of a steadying force on that team in that this is a team. We talk about the teams that are no longer, you know, going to lose 100 in a season. No, I don't think the Pirates stay in the race, but they're an intriguing young team. They've got a couple of young pitchers, Keller, who's been really, really good to start the season, who they were real smart and brought along slowly. They've got a lot of interesting offensive guys, and I'm sure a lot of your fans look at the lineup today and go, who are these people? But but you know the kid Ji-Hwan Bae, who's playing second base. Yeah, I mean, you look at him and you go, oh, we're going to knock the bat out of his hands, except he slaps singles and doubles all over the place and then steals two bases. And he can play second base or center field. Jack Sawinski will strike out 3 out of 4 times and hit a couple 400-foot homers. You know, they've got a lot of guys like that. Marcano, the shortstop, is an interesting prospect. Came out of the Padres organization. The Pirates are trying to learn who these guys are for real. But there's a lot of decent talent there. Blue chippers? I don't know. Another good young arm is Roansy Contreras, who they just bumped to the bullpen, which is exactly what they did with Keller last year, trying to get him acclimated to the majors and to take advantage of his stuff. So, you know, they suddenly have another weapon there, and Bednar, their closer, is as good as anybody in the league. And there's probably going to be a lot of disappointed teams if the Pirates stay in the race, because Bednar's a guy you jump on at the trade deadline. But they're competitive now. They're as decent as pretty much anybody else that's in it.
All right, we'll see. 6-18 in their last 24 after just a great, great start. The Orioles come in on the weekend, and Wells is pitching today, and, of course, he's always pretty tough, and he's losing 5-0 to the Guardians today, but he's been a good pitcher. Orioles come in on the weekend, and you're always been very close to analyzing on the Orioles. What do you see there?
I'm going to do a quick disclaimer, Marty. My phone is beeping like the battery's going. If you lose me, that's what happens. But okay, we'll see what's happening. The Orioles are amazing. They have the second-best record in baseball. Unfortunately, they're in Tampa Bay's division. This is one of the great building jobs, well, the best one since the Astros, and it's pretty much what the Astros did, and the Orioles took people out of the Astros organization, and looky here, you know, they're doing the same thing. You know, they're probably... This is 2 years in a row now we're saying, oh, well, they're a little ahead of schedule. We didn't think we'd be that good. Pretty soon we got to say, you know what? They're for real.
Boy, they are. Boy, interesting baseball, isn't it? All the young players. Cincinnati's got that the kid coming up, De La Cruz, who they say is a switch-hitting Tatis. Hits the ball, you know, 120 miles an hour and all that kind of stuff. Look at all the young players in baseball.
Exactly, and that's another team. They're not very good yet, but you don't want to face Hunter Green when you go in there for a game, or if you get Nick Lodolo, who's hurt right now, or Graham Ashcraft, who's inconsistent, but you catch him on a good day. You know, the other kids that they've brought in there over the last few years in India, McLean, and Friedel, who's not exactly a kid, but they're finding pieces there, and then that's why there's no horrible team anymore. I mean, the only horrible team in baseball right now, it looks like it's the A's. And beyond that, everybody's going to give you a game.
Boy, what's your opinion on the A's? How does baseball put up with this? Ken Rosenthal wrote about it this week in The Athletic, and people write about it all the time. How does baseball put up with this? It's insane what's going on over there. 10-45, and it's getting worse.
You get the feeling that baseball said, you know what, we're done with Oakland and we want to get this team out of there. So if they're really, really awful, nobody wants to show up, not that they have been anyway for a few years. But let's get them to Vegas and see what happens. It's kind of interesting that baseball is sort of like hands off this apparent move to Vegas, where at the same time they fought for years and years and years to keep Tampa Bay where they are against all odds. So it looks to me like Major League Baseball is pretty much washing their hands of Oakland.
All right. I'll put you on the spot, as I always do on our marker days. World Series now, where do you go?
You know what? Before the season started, I think I told you the Mariners would beat the Phillies. I'm going to stick with that at least till the 4th of July.
Okay. Hey, look, the Mariners, they have fabulous starting pitching.
And if you can get there with that kind of pitching, then you're trouble.
Yeah, this kid today, Bryce Miller, pitches today against the Yankees. And as I said to Bruce Jenkins, this Julio Rodriguez, to me, is just absolutely just so – every time you see the guy, he does something. And
right.
That's the kind of guy who can carry you there. So, yeah, I like Seattle. I think this is going to be a good year because we don't know what's going to happen. We really don't. And Tampa Bay better get some relief pitchers, I'll tell you that.
I'm amazed that they keep going with – I mean, they're just losing pitchers left and right from the rotation, from the bullpen, and they just keep winning. It's amazing.
Yeah. All right. Paul, have a good Memorial Day. Appreciate having you on, and we'll catch up soon, very soon. Thank you.
Sounds great, Marty. Thanks.
All right. That is Paul White. Phone is beeping away. All right. We did make it through the segment, though. Boy, interesting time of baseball. It really is, and this is going to be a good week. And he gave a good report on the Pirates. They do have a lot of good young players, athletic players. And the Connor Joe is still in the middle there. And you've got McCutchen, who played in the field yesterday. First time in a while. He's mainly been DHing. But Sawinski always gives the Giants trouble. Hit that three-homer game against them last year. So we'll see how this works out. But it's a beautiful day. It's Memorial Day. It's a day to remember those who gave their lives to this country. The red poppy is very important. So many things to talk about on Memorial Day. But it is a moment of a baseball season. Summer is here. The crowds start picking up. People going to resorts and Cordoval. My good friend Benji Robbins is down at Cordoval. Always a lot of fun to go down there. And up at Bodega Bay and to Priest Ranch Wines Tasting Room and all the things we talk about, River Islands and all those things. It's a good time of year. The Hotel Villa, my God. I'm sure the energy there is unbelievable today and will be this week. So good things happening. And the Giants are right in the middle of it, and in a very good way, not in a fluky way, but in a way that could sustain itself, and that's pretty good. All right, Bill Lasky coming up next. He did a great job yesterday on his tribute to Vida Blue, and we've got baseball to talk about with Bill, and we'll do that when we come back. Right.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.